Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want us to take a look at a scripture all the way toward the end of the Bible in the book of the Revelation in chapter 21, where the scripture says, "He who was seated on the throne said, 'I am making everything new.' Then he said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.' He said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.'" Well, over in the Old Testament, when you flip left a little while, you get to the book of Isaiah in chapter 45, where the prophet Isaiah wrote, "For this is what the Lord says, He who created the heavens, He is God. I am the Lord, and there is no other." Have you ever been in your house and it was just a mess and it just kind of drove you crazy? Like, my garage can get that way. You know, the shuffling in and out, you know, kids bring stuff in, they take stuff out. We come in and out in a hurry, and it can just be a mess, you know, and it can drive me crazy until I get in there and I get it organized, cleaned up, and everything in its place. Well, if you're like me, it doesn't take much to look around the world and see that there's a mess that needs to be cleaned up in our world. People everywhere are scrambling to find hope and joy and peace. And I believe that they're looking for a bright light in the dark world. But I read something the other day that I thought was absolutely fascinating, and that is this. You know, if you are in the middle of the dark, but you're holding a flashlight, who is preventing the light from shining into the room? You know what? There's a lot of people trying to fix this world out of brain power and out of temperament and personality, doing their best to try to fix what's wrong, looking to leaders to work together to make a difference for good for those that they were elected or appointed to actually serve, to unify rather than divide us around issues that we face, without much success, I might add. And, you know, honestly, if you just watch any of your favorite so-called news shows, it doesn't take long to see they're fueling the fire. Here's a suggestion. How about we punch a hole in the clouds that seemingly circle around our days? And when we do, we might catch a glimpse of the ray of God and the glory of God, which is always there above us, and the God who created it all. That's why John was writing years ago in this passage from the book of the Revelation, and that's why it's true today. It is so true. God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, no matter what is going on, He is actively at work making everything new in our lives and in the world. He is there. He is still in control. And Isaiah shares a similar message of hope way back then, when God has the prophet remind us that He is the Lord and there is no other. Well, I'm one of those people that on my birthday, which was October 10th, I start listening to Christmas music in honor of my mother. Well, years ago, Michael Smith wrote a Christmas song, which, like all Christmas songs, is for all year listening. And here's some of what he wrote. "All is well, all is well. Angels and men rejoice, for tonight darkness fell into the dawn of love's light. All is well, let there be peace on earth. Christ has come, go and tell that He is in the manger, born is now Emmanuel, Christ with us, born is our Lord and Savior, all is well." My friend, whatever is going on in the world around us, He is still in charge. So in the midst of all we face and all that is out there, let us do our best to help, and let's hope others will join in the effort. But before we start the help, let's look to God's hand, so that He might direct and change our life. The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the Lord, and there is no other. Have a great day, my friend. Thank you so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day!